Message number 556. Mother of God, it has been foretold, my child, that in these times you live now that the hearts of mankind will be hardened. Friday, September 21, 2012 at 03:05 p.m. My child, how quick mankind is to idolize false kings, false gods. Many people in the world today think nothing of embracing false idols and then have no guilt in their hearts when they reject the one true God. It has been foretold, my child, that in these times you live now that the hearts of mankind will be hardened. They will reject even their own family in pursuit of pleasure. They will reject those in poverty and those who starve as they practice every kind of self-interest and commit the sin of gluttony. These days are upon new children. As the human race wanders helplessly in confusion where nothing satisfies, they will grasp at anything which they believe will fill the void. This void exists because they do not follow the truth or pay allegiance to my beloved Son. Not only do they idolize false gods, they pay allegiance to those poor souls who promote sin as if it is of no consequence. Then when they are presented with lies about my Son in the world today, they are quick to accept such untruths. It is accepted to ridicule my Son, yet when other doctrines which do not contain the truth are criticized, people cower in fear. They do not fear my Son. They do not fear the one true God because they do not love Him. Their hearts are closed. They continue following a path which brings them no comfort. Instead, this path leaves them dissatisfied and empty. How I weep when I see their confusion. How I weep for my Son whom they hurt so much with their contempt, He who suffered so much for them and who dies in the most agonizing way. Yet they do not still understand the significance of His death on the cross. It is only when a person accepts Jesus the Christ, the true Messiah, will they find peace. Soon my Son will present to them the proof they demand. When they are shown the proof, they will have to make the final choice. They will either choose my Son and the truth, or they will accept the lies fed to them by the deceiver. Pray, children, that hearts will be opened and that love of my Son will enable all of God's children to accept His hand of mercy. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.